Greetings, citizens of Earth. You are barking a happy tune with my pal Smurf of Smurf and the Magic Tones on 5280 Geek.
It is the 5280 Podcast Weekend Geek Update from Figgis Studios, sponsored by Can't Stop the Serenity 2019. It is a Serenity filming event that will be happening September 28th at the Alamo Littleton Drafthouse Cinema. Wow. And our friend Susie, who runs Susie Q.
We love Susie.
Is doing this. We had Summer Glau, who is here for Denver Comic Con, sign a bunch of Serenity items that they are auctioning off. Me. Tickets are available. Facebook, online. Give them a link. I mean, all the brown coats that we know, I think, would be in on this, but...
Dirty.
I believe that's why they're called brown coats.
Brown coats?
Right. Yes. Right. I wanted to reiterate. So they can clean your own bathroom.
Some of the conversations we have off mic are just so odd.
There's a reason they're off mic.
They are.
Yeah.
I was like, are we recording now?
Yeah. Smurf here, and my table of companions, Private Cheeseburger, Double A Ron.
That's me.
Sir Toucher of Butts Towel.
You guys better miss me.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
I was gone for a while. I was gone for like
2 weeks.
We
were all gone.
I was going to say, none of us
were during the consecutive days I couldn't make it here?
Yes. We did miss you.
I mean, I missed you, but I was drunk one of those days.
Oh, I was drunk. Working my ass off.
By one of those days, he means like 52 hours.
It
was one day. It was a consecutive drunk.
I went to drunk Punkin' Drublick, and so I was like,
he just wrecked
I was already drunk whenever you would text me, and I was like, oh shit, the podcast is today.
Oh,
I don't
Christ.
Think I'm going to make it.
Yeah, I was like, I was literally working.
Boyfriend.
I was just like, I can't.
Boyfriend, I'm going to.
No one can cover for me for
I'm going to get a special face smacking dildo just for you.
Thank you.
Can it be like the penetrator from like Saints Row the Third?
Rick and I have been watching Mindhunter, which.
Oh, and our final special guest, Pumpkin Spice.
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm going to be.
Pumpkin Spice.
I'm going to be.
Wait, is that season now?
Yeah, I'm going to be.
Oh, God.
I'm going to be Pumpkin Spice for Halloween.
I feel like some girls just like.
I'm going to dress as a Spice Girl.
Oh, my God.
But all in orange.
I feel like whenever it's Pumpkin Spice season, those girls that.
And
really
talking
dig
a bad
it,
British accent.
They snort Shiga that
pow.
Shit.
Sugar pow.
They basically snort that shit like crack.
I don't get pumpkin spice. I don't like pumpkin
it's
spice.
It's not that great.
It's like they come out of the fine. Bushes and they're just like, pumpkin spice!
Apple cider and hot chocolate is better.
I agree.
Well, and it's weird because they do. It's like they wait for the season and they crawl out like a bunch of cockroaches when the lights come off.
Yeah. I was thinking of like zombies when they pop out of the ground. They're like, pumpkin spice!
That's accurate. They have their yoga pants. And their speak to your manager haircuts.
Oh my God, to Karen, no.
And,
Karen, please.
And they're all named Madison because they're Karen's daughter.
Or Megan.
Oh.
Oh no. Oh no. And they all have like thick rimmed hipster glasses. Jesus Christ.
But not for seeing, totally just for style.
Yeah, it's just for style. They don't actually have like lenses on them. It's just, you know, plastic.
I just rectiles.
Totally rectile.
I was just like, I said, where the fuck did Madison come from? I'm like,
oh, no.
Karen's daughter.
Karen's daughter. We heard the name Madison the other day, and I was all like, that's the next generation of Karens.
Oh, yeah. It's either that or Meg.
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 We apologize.
Don't call me Meg.
Your mother,
my name
unfortunately,
is Meg.
Named you any of these names.
Just go that extra syllable.
That's why I think a lot of Madisons go by Maddie, because I know a lot of, like, Madisons,
I know a lot of Maddies,
and
yeah.
I'm like, it's Maddie. And it's like, they're like, I was like, oh, Madison. They're like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Well, we know.
What
we
are you,
know,
my mother?
We
am
know
I in
a
trouble?
Maddie. She's married to Z, who does Serenity Forge for the video games.
Oh,
up in Boulder.
Bring it all back.
Anybody old enough to be married is not young enough to be a Madison. Oh, it's like, when we talk about Chads and Tiffany's, we're not actually dogging on people named Chad because
we are.
And
Chad?
Different.
I absolutely am.
I know one Chad and he's a fuck that guy.
I know a few Chads and one of them
I actually don't.
I know two Chads now that I think about it.
I do know a Chad. He dated strippers and he said never to date them because they're crazy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Solid advice.
That's kind of a given.
I knew a rich kid, Chad.
I know.
Oh, that guy. He does not listen to this podcast, so I can talk shit.
I know
he
a few Chads, and one in particular is the pillar of humanity, and we should all try and be a bit more like him. Aww. It's unfortunate that his mother named him
Chad.
I keep thinking of Catbug when he goes, Chad?
The Chad, Chad is great. The Chad is great.
Wabeka!
Wabeka! Marry me, Wabeka! No! Why?
What's happening?
I have no idea.
You guys ever seen that short with Catbug?
Do you know who Catbug is?
No.
Okay, we'll show you. I have
questions about who the hell Post
Malone is.
I don't know what this is.
She didn't know who Post Malone was.
Post Pot.
So I don't
care. Malone?
Look, I don't care what you have on your news because this is important.
We're going to talk about Post Malone.
Damn it, this is important.
Here we go.
Who is Post Malone?
You don't exactly. know who Post Malone
let
is.
Let me explain. Wait, no. did you see Into the Spider-Verse?
Yes.
He sang Sunflower, the song that Miles sings in the beginning.
Okay. So now I'm with you.
So Aaron posted a thing on his social medias. Sure, that helps.
That's him.
I don't know what that means. And
tell me that shit that's in a filter and that's not on his face.
No, that's on his face. He's got FaceTime.
And all the youngins started posting about I don't know who this Ozzy Osbourne guy is, but he's gonna be famous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It wasn't
made this guy famous.
It wasn't a one person thing. It wasn't a one off. It was many people. Fuck?
Well, it was the same thing when Jay-Z brought this upstart guy called Paul McCartney.
Oh my god!
I remember that. Yeah.
Wait, this Paul McCartney guy is great.
I have a dad joke for you. What did Jay-Z call Beyonce before they got married?
What's that tell?
Fiance.
I want to punch you.
Okay, we're done.
Wow, you just out-dad joked
Aaron.
We know
we leave those jokes to him, right?
That's exactly why. How dare you?
It made me angry, but it also made me laugh.
So, yeah, we're all just left with like, let's laugh about this, and I'm still sitting here going, who is this person?
Who the fuck is Post Malone?
Who's supposed to, like, I don't even know how to say his name.
I just imagine her just like butchering it. Who is Postcard?
I totally did. I was all like, Post just made this guy famous. I was like, what's a post?
Who's Posty?
What's a postie? I don't understand.
Does he have a stamp?
Does he come in multiple colors?
And
sizes?
I have to hope these were joke tweets. I have to hope they were.
Well, now you know what he sings.
So now I'm up to date. Yes.
He's the one who sings Sunflower.
He's a super nice guy, apparently. He's super thrilled
sure
he got
is.
Ozzy, but because he knew who he was.
Yeah, look, the people who sample, except for Vanilla Ice, who think they can get away with
How
it.
How dare you? Vanilla Ice is a national treasure.
No.
Who has his
no.
own show on HGTV.
No,
yeah, but
no.
He's great at
Vanilla Ice is why why so many really people are getting sued for their own original works right now.
Oh my
it's Vanilla
God.
Ice's fault. Yeah. Because, okay, so he sampled the Queen, David Bowie, Under Pressure as Ice Ice Baby and didn't and was all like, no, it's original, and tried to play that off, and we were all supposed to buy that. And some idiots still do.
Mm-hmm.
Some people also still think Charles Manson is a talented musician. I don't know how to talk to you people, so just...
Helter Skelter, am I right?
Wait, but like...
Did I mention we've been watching Mindhunters?
I love that show.
They use the actual Marilyn Manson singles in the soundtrack.
Charles Manson.
It's eerie. And when the guy goes, he's actually kind of talented. I was like, go to hell.
He's sort of talented. This guy's got a future.
I really hope that those are joke tweets because that almost sent me into a stroke.
Oh, exactly.
And that's my thing is I hope these people are joking.
I hope they're joking, but I'm literally about to have a stroke.
the people who sample, they know who these people are. They mm-hmm. know who these artists are. And they're sampling out of respect, unlike Vanilla Ice. They're sampling out of respect. That's a homage. And I understand that. It's their fans we have to worry about.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at this point, I mean, not only, okay, Ozzy Osbourne by himself.
Sure.
Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
His own fucking show.
The
reason we have heavy metal as a genre is Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Yes.
You cannot deny. There's debate about, you know, like, who did England have punk rock first, or did America have punk rock? Who cares?
England, but that's not the point.
Yeah, England. England,
yeah. It's actually not the point, though.
I have a debate about that as well.
Ooh,
but,
okay. That's another debate.
MLA format.
But Black Sabbath,
sources.
Black Sabbath and lots of bands in the 60s were doing the heavy core rock thing that Black Sabbath was doing. But Black Sabbath is why they got the radio play, they got the fan base, and that's why the heavy metal genre became a genre. Everybody else was doing it. They made it an art. No, and I actually don't even like Black Sabbath, so the fact that I can admit that just goes to show you that it is actually fact.
Yeah.
But
the research. I mean, I know who Post Malone is. I think he's fine. But
I don't
know
who he is, man.
I'm just like...
I'm old!
I mean, yeah. I know... Like I mean,
I didn't
the
know
only song
One
that
Direction
like,
was until they broke up.
The only song that I do like by Post Malone is Sunflower.
Yeah,
it's
a good song.
Yeah, it's really catchy. It gets stuck in my head pretty often.
Yeah,
though.
No, that's how we're going to start out today is with Rage.
Wow.
I mean, yeah.
Rage Against the Machine should never be.
Now, Rage is a different beast.
Oh, okay.
No doubt.
I can show you Rage.
Good old trash
Watch
metal.
Me play yeah. some League of Legends and you'll see some Rage.
During the ska fiasco in the 90s.
Go on.
There was this...
I know about this one.
There was this subgenre of heavy metal we called hippie metal. where white people had dreadlocks and opinions.
Yeah. Ska came before reggae.
They were wrong opinions, but they were opinions.
No, it doesn't matter if they're right or wrong. They're white people with dreadlocks, and Rage Against the Machine is the flagship of that fiasco.
Oh my God, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Oh no,
it's
I just
want
to go listen to Real Big Fish.
And Korn is the exception.
Korn.
No, Korn is not the exception.
Korn is not the exception.
Like the food or the band?
Yes.
Okay.
Korn's touring with Meatloaf.
Okay, first of all,
why?
Korn. Okay, I was okay. My
That's
buddy,
hilarious.
My heavy metal buddy, Pete, used to always tell me he used to because he went to shows and I never had funds. So he told me this one time about there was this time where Iron Maiden and Korn toured together.
Oh,
and in the first show there was a fiasco with the crowds and he goes, obviously,
yeah,
and I was like, yeah, because I hate Iron Maiden.
And like,
do I have to turn in a resignation for the podcast? Like, do you need 2 weeks' notice?
Why?
Flip the table.
Why? You think Iron Maiden is what?
No, I just...
I like Korn, but even if I didn't like Korn, I don't really like Iron Maiden. I don't like
that's fair.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about
today? I have no idea.
We have shit.
Did anybody else want to get a word in edgewise? More sugar!
You're right.
Our new bracket started in honor of... Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest.
Oktober.
We've got the beginnings of...
Which is actually the birth of the FDA, even though it's not our FDA.
Jesus Christ.
It still kind of pees me off that I keep seeing...
Yeah, drink more wine.
Oh my God. It pees me off that I'm seeing Christmas decorations. I'm just like, excuse
what's,
you?
What's
hello?
The bracket?
The bracket, the it's bracket is the Oktoberfest bracket, so it is focused... On beer, your love,
different types
your,
of beer,
your love life's, beer. Life's blood,
my life's blood. You cut me open. It's 99% beer.
Got me.
PBA,
Jesus, PBA, PBR,
yeah.
Is that the
IPA.
One?
Yeah, IPA,
IPR.
It's like a blending. I figured it's probably a blending. So
no,
I
hate IPAs. Hate them.
And that's how you know you're a decent human being.
Nah,
you know,
disgusting.
I don't understand.
I hate IPAs.
I mean, I get... No, I don't get why IPA.
I don't
understand IPAs.
And people keep telling me it's an acquired taste. I'm like, I feel like I'm drinking bug spray. Like,
no.
Oh, my God.
It's
disgusting. Wow. That's an improvement to what I feel
but,
like.
And then, of course, one of our favorites, Guinness.
Yeah.
Nobody else gets.
I like Guinness.
What do you mean you don't get it? It's a beer milkshake.
Well, and
it's a milkshake brewed of beer.
That's delicious.
It's fabulous.
It's
stout.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
and it's what
great.
Beer
and stouts are a category.
Should be. Yeah. Oh my God! Did you
stout.
See?
Stout
did you see
way.
Now that for coffee they're adding nitro,
yes.
And it's
yeah,
a much frothier, creamier coffee. Well, they may have been doing it for a while now, but I just noticed.
All right, Grandpa, you came out of your hovel.
I did. I came out of the hole, and I'm like,
there's a nursery rhyme I think was written about you.
There is
probably. Old woman who lived in a shoe?
No.
No.
It's not that one?
It's not.
Three Billy Goats Gruff.
That's no, that one's about me.
So cast your votes. We will have the bracket voting up for the beers.
The beers.
The beers.
How was your drunken public last weekend? Weekend before.
Punk and Drublick? It was fantastic. There were so many breweries there. I made the mistake because I'd never been to a beer festival before. So I didn't know. You're supposed to kind of go slow.
That's what the little cup is
for. Yeah, you're supposed to taste in everything individually, kind of take a break. I did not do that. I went to I went down row after row after row and did not stop. And I got drunk.
Oh my God.
So quickly.
Well, and you're at Red Rocks.
Yeah. And it was like 105 degrees outside. Oh, we're in a parking lot.
When Shakespeare was in diapers.
But there's free water.
And the landscapes, the tiny cluster of kingdoms that would one day become Germany, decided to regulate what would be allowed in beer.
I was wondering where the fuck this was going.
Where are we?
Beer.
What do I taste? Pennies.
I'm continue. Beer. I'm with you.
They decided that they needed a festival to appreciate the beer.
Ah, well, you have to have a festival to appreciate
it. It is not
beer.
A festival to get shit faced.
How dare you?
Dang it!
I think that's what it ends up becoming.
And No. They do get shit faced, but they do not get shit faced in the same way that. Americans
we get shit-faced?
And Lodo.
Well, Lodo is its own stupidity.
No. Fair. Okay, Lodo is the epitome of American drinking. Mm. This is what Americans do with drinking, and then the rest of Europe.
Oh God!
Yeah, I was
going
to say
there's Lodo, and then the Irish, rest of Europe. Yeah.
I know how this goes.
They look at all of America, and they just see Lodo. So think about that next time you go out, and you're like, yes, shots, fuckers.
Did you have a beer that you could remember that you liked?
You're embarrassed.
Actually, how dare you?
You Lodo personified.
There was a good chili beer from. Shit, which brewery was it? Sorry, there was like 100 breweries
there.
It's
either Avery
or
Tommy Knockers.
I'm pretty sure it was Avery. Okay. But,
I love a good chili.
It was really, and I think that was the standout one. That, or there was like a really good blackberry mead that this one booth had. And I actually took a picture of their booth so I could remember who they were.
But I lost the picture!
That's gone forever!
I've already deleted it.
But no, it was a good time. I got to see a lot of bands play.
That's the nice thing that they added with it as a musical element instead of going and just getting.
That's why the Germans invented polka music.
Hey, yeah. So we got punk rock. They had polka music.
It
kind of fits because I was shit faced and
look. It was.
Did you dance?
It was the 16th century. Yeah. Polka was punk rock back then.
I moshed a little bit. It was a good time. I almost got knocked out because it's very difficult to do that at Red Rocks.
Yes.
Wow.
It's a very steep incline.
Yeah, no, it was rough. But
You're lucky you still have your teeth.
I was in like the fourth row, though.
Which is a great fear of mine, developed by the show Sex and the City.
Oh. So the Joker's rated R.
So.
And I'm not going to see that movie.
Joker not only gets an R, but it gets a hard R.
Oh, hard R.
Is what they're saying. And I'm like, okay.
No, they connected those little poofies and added a tail. It's a hard F.
And I'm not surprised with this information, but the big surprise, however, is what the information that has followed after the rating has come out and how everyone is giving this movie Oscar buzz. It cleaned up at a recent film festival, receiving the highest honors possible.
But Oscar buzz is not a thing. Like if it's receiving Oscar buzz, that means someone checked some boxes and paid some fees.
Exactly. That's it's got pretty camera angles and an edgy character.
Ooh. Like The Revenant won Oscars, and that movie's garbage. Tom Hardy couldn't save that movie.
So it recently won the Golden Lion, which is a very sought after award in the film festivals.
Yeah, to back rollers, not to the people who are actually creating art.
Well, and it beat out Roman Polanski's The Officer and Spyland, which is another Steven Soderbergh's film, and The Laundromat, which all of these films
none of these
also,
things I have heard about.
No, to be fair.
And that's the thing is like the Joker is like a it's a you know big Warner Brothers production thing.
It is.
It? Yeah, so like they've got money behind
it. Well,
them.
And I don't you know yes and no, I don't know how much money Warner Brothers threw it.
I feel like they probably did cuz it's one of their titular characters like it's the Joker. Like
I think
you would think they would throw some money at it.
Maybe.
I think the film industry has ruined itself forever recovering. And I have a whole theory about this as far as film, as literature, and how it never will be because the film industry has made sure that it can't.
Hmm.
And because anything worthy of winning an award is never going to have the funding to pay all to grease all those palms to get the award.
Yeah, because all it is oh, I paid you know $1,800 and
yeah,
or
it's like
$18,000.
Like it's like your star at the Chinese theater.
that must be a really budgeted movie.
Yeah.
And I don't, I mean...
Well, and 90% of movies end up in the red anyway. Even the best ones, they end up in the red.
Well, and all of us agreed that the message that the film is sending, where it's not a person that, you know, builds into a monster. It's a product of the society and the environment that makes the monster.
Which is so a white man's issue.
And I was telling somebody about this. It's that whole incel movement where it's like, that's what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, well, women are the problem. It's the people, the other people who are wrong. It's not me. I'm not crazy.
Right.
Like, it's like... I don't know, man. It's just a stupid message.
It is a stupid message. It's also it's not only unnecessary, but in this day and age, it's very hurtful.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like why now? Like why this
like,
movie?
Like
now?
even when even the middle class privileged white guys are like, dude.
Yeah.
No.
Where it's like maybe not.
Like this is a bit too much.
It's just weird. It's a weird message that they're trying to put across. And I haven't seen it, so maybe there's a different message underlying that. But
well, and it'll be in theaters October 4th, so we still have some time. I mean, I know they didn't want the Dueling Clowns because Chapter 2 landed this last weekend.
That would have been such good timing.
It
would have
been a good timing. First of all, I really think
there's no dueling. With Dueling Clowns.
No,
I did.
Chapter
is
fantastic.
I did find a story on Tumblr about. It cracked me up so bad because of the fact that they had pictures.
now see,
is it the one with Bill Hader?
Yes, yeah. Yes, it is.
It is a legitimate horror film.
No, but like, hear me out. Let me try to find it
with the weird eyes.
Yes,
yeah.
because it turns out that the guy who plays Pennywise,
yeah, Skarsgård actually can do it.
Skarsgård,
yeah, and he can do goofy
Shut
things
up.
On
yeah,
his face.
So,
it's
so
Scar-
says,
is another Skarsgård.
So
yeah,
Bill
Skarsgård.
It says that
he's Pennywise.
This is what they said. Bill Hader was unaware that Bill Skarsgård can actually move his eyes in two different directions. Hader asked Skarsgård what kind of editing was done to achieve the effect in the first movie. Skarsgård in full costume and makeup responded by saying, oh, you mean this? And doing it, causing Hader to freak out. And there's pictures. See, my favorite one has to be this one right here because of his face.
Do you know how many people have tagged me in that particular photo just because I don't like clowns?
But like, look,
I've had 100 people tag me and Bill Hader running away from anyone.
This is
so you're watching.
Not the first one. This
Rick's,
one's you.
Rick's watching this thing with what's-his-face, Skarsgård, in it. And
whichever scars,
I cannot remember.
Is it the dad or is weirdo
the,
kids?
It's the dad, and
they
he
are
goes,
taking over.
Oh,
and
yeah.
he goes,
I
and he
them.
Goes, and it also has Alexander Skarsgård in it.
Hey.
And so it has two Skarsgårds in it. And he goes, you see that guy?
I love Skarsgård.
So, so he's talking about this film, and then I get the TV, and something's on while I've got the guide function on.
Yeah.
And I'm surfing, and he goes, do you hear the guy talking? And I think it was like the railway man with Colin Firth.
Oh yeah, isn't
was
isn't
on
one
bed.
Of the Skarsgårds a
and
narrator
it's the
or something?
It's the dad who's
yeah.
in it with him, and he goes, do you hear the guy talking? We can't see the picture because I'm on the guide function. And he's like, do you hear the guy talking? That's Alexander Skarsgård's dad. That's the Skarsgård's dad. And I was all like, he's got 6 children.
He's got so many kids. And they're all
in acting.
Yeah. They're all actors.
Let's take a moment to realize how many children he has. Well, it's and like how many of them are not inactive?
Yeah, it's like the Arquettes and the Baldwins. I mean, they all came in, but the Skarsgårds are like...
The Skarsgårds are the big family.
They're the Norwegian version of it. I think they're Swiss.
Swedish?
Swedish. No. They're Swedish.
I thought they were Swedish.
I think they're Swedish.
I have no idea.
They're the Viking version of the Baldwins, and they're better at it.
Go see It Chapter 2, because it is both one of the scarier movies that I've seen in a while, and one of the funniest movies I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So is it making fun of itself or
no,
just
no?
It's that I'm uncomfortable humor.
Ooh, yes. Even better.
It's
I'm kind of ready
it's
for
gallows
that.
Humor is what it feels
it's
like.
Gallows humor
where it's like we're about to die. I'm going to make a joke here, and it lands perfectly.
The one thing that I remember is like the comment about like you know knocking the zombie guy in the head. Like I'm going to make a. And
yeah,
it's just funny. It's,
yeah, because the first one it doesn't do that as much. It, like the kids have good
timing. There's no room to breathe in the first one.
Well, when you look
too
at
busy
the
being
the,
terrified,
yeah, when you look at the cast that they've got for this,
oh, dude.
I mean, Jessica Chastain.
It's a very real take on what it's like to be scared as a kid and what it's like to be scared as an adult. And when it's the same kind of I'm scared. But you handle it
different coping mechanisms.
Well, and that's why it's really funny because I was listening to somebody else talk about it, and they were talking about the opening scene, which isn't a big spoiler, where Mike is calling all the kids back.
Mm-hmm.
He has to call them to get them all back to Derry.
Right out of the book.
When he calls Richie, you don't see Richie answer the phone. You don't see anything. You just see him kick a door open and puke off the side of a balcony. And it's like everybody has this same like holy fucking shit we gotta go back there kind of reaction. It's fantastic.
What makes me crack up about that is that all of them are pretty much successful.
Yeah,
all of them grew up to be
successful
with the exception of the guy that stayed behind and lived in the town.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he's the librarian.
Yeah, like, he's the only one that like did not elevate to greatness.
No.
After everybody else.
I think that's a product of leaving Derry because in that, you know, in the universe, it's like, oh, you leave the town, the clown kind of starts losing control.
That's the moral of Stephen King's stories is leave your small town and you will become successful.
Yes. And again, Stephen King somehow shoehorns himself into a movie. I'm not going to spoil it.
Oh, no, he shoehorns himself.
No, all the time. Yeah. I'm expecting it.
Okay, so one of the reasons I'm not a big fan of Stephen King, I'm sorry.
That's fine. He's a decent author.
He's fine.
Yeah.
I have nothing against him.
He just doesn't know how to end a story.
He's not Patterson.
I don't think he has that problem. Everyone accuses him of that, and every time I hear that argument, I'm just like, it's called a cliffhanger.
Yeah, he's not Patterson or fucking Koontz.
Oh, yeah, thank God. True. Oh, thank God.
Patterson does do that a lot.
Oh my God.
No one is Jack London. I'll tell you.
So anyway,
Stephen King.
Is
everything is a very Mary Sue.
Yeah, sometimes, with a lot of his characters, they get that way.
Most of his stuff is very Mary Sue. And what's interesting is female authors are constantly accused of Mary Suing. And Stephen King, no one ever seems to understand that that's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, because there are some characters who you're just like, how? How did you manage to pull that off? Like,
how are you successful? It's a good thing you're white and have a penis, Stephen King.
Yeah, it's sometimes.
And have such a great name, Stephen King.
I think the only reason...
Can you imagine?
He's got a good name for horror.
His name is great for publication.
Yeah.
And I think he just... Stephen King. He landed at the right time. Yeah. It was this void and...
Cocaine.
He's managed...
Right.
Yes. He's managed to survive this long.
Oh, no. No. So there are things about his horror stuff, especially It, that we've been talking about recently. And, like, you know, the whole, like, communing with the turtle.
The space turtle
craziness. And the more I hear about this, I'm like, yeah, he was on drugs.
Oh, yes.
So I had a teacher. I had a literary teacher when I was in college. And her name will not be on this podcast, but... Challenge me, cunt. who told me?
You know who you
I'm
are.
Ready.
You
who told who me she point is. Blank? I she don't. Goes. She goes. Oh, Lewis Carroll never did drugs, and I was all like, "How are you in charge?"
She was a good Christian boy. He
like,
only wrote about
drugs,
Jesus.
Like,
drugs in his Christian Minecraft server.
Like in front of the entire class, she goes, "No, Lewis Carroll didn't do drugs. That's a misnomer. You're wrong."
Are you serious?
And I'm dead serious. And my response was, "Why are you in charge?"
They're a doctor. You know that, right? They got their doctorate, and they have no clue about this shit.
Okay, first of all, yes, she does. She did have her doctorate at the time. It's not who you're thinking it of.
Oh.
But, like...
It's not who you think it is.
With what he wrote, How can you not?
No, no,
everyone.
Like, the caterpillar not, from Alice in Wonderland was on drugs.
This is not an opinion.
Opium, right?
Opium.
Yeah. No, it's just a harmless hookah.
No, he was on opium.
Oh, yeah, just you know,
he
tobacco.
He was on LSD. He was on, there was all kinds of drugs because they were over-the-counter stuff at the time.
Mm-hmm. It was easy to get that stuff back
then. They sold
opium in a bottle.
They were given to children. There was no stigma. There was no stigma around the drugs that there is today. That happened with reefer madness.
Just the Republicans.
Yeah, you can blame Reagan for that one.
Okay, first of all, this was Britain, and second of all, this was 1870.
You can still blame Reagan for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole drug thing that didn't exist, and yeah, that's what he did, and this is not an opinion thing; it is fact. He openly did these things.
He was high as fuck.
He was high as fuck.
And to not know that, it's
no, because I mean, argue. To tell me flat out right, it's like, no, you're wrong. That's a misnomer. Why are you in charge?
Man. What year is it? Can you Google all this time?
Need to back it up.
I could have, but smartphones, the iPhone hadn't been invented yet.
Okay, so we weren't at smartphone stage.
We weren't at smartphones yet. I'm old.
So let me go to the library to prove you the fuck wrong, woman.
I feel like arguments back then probably were a lot more satisfying.
Damn it, Karen.
There was class.
It's Madison.
Madison was still in middle school.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You lippy bitch, Madison.
You had to go to the fucking library to argue with somebody. Hang on. Let me get the Encyclopedia Britannica.
I just imagined like you just like yelling and then the librarian just being like, shh.
This is the same woman who, when asked me, she asked me if I liked Fight Club and I said no. She goes, well, I don't think you don't understand satire. And
you can just not like something.
And my response, well, first of all, yes. And my response, but my response is, this is me we're talking to.
I am satire.
I'm the living embodiment of satire.
Do you see the mask
I'm
of
its
the Red
herald,
Death?
Fucker.
I am
if
the cousin
If you look it up,
satire.
My picture is literally under the...
It's sitting there like this.
Groucho Marx has something to say
joke.
To you, but I don't think you'd understand it.
Oh
God.
So with it landing, I'm expecting it to go off the chain.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I need to watch that and Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Both
scary
are great.
Stars.
Both
Scary
Stories, we had it posted on for our meat and potatoes.
It's so good.
Everybody loved
that.
I
sent Smurf a book list for a companion reading guide, but he didn't do anything.
I did read the first...
It's going up.
I did read the first volume again for Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Man, those fucking images are thing of nightmares.
Yeah.
Fun fact,
holy
you can
shit.
Find the quote-unquote audiobook on YouTube.
Yeah.
And the man who reads them gets incredibly into
it. He's so good.
He screams into the microphone sometimes.
So
it's fantastic. Yeah, the toe thing where it's like you're supposed to go like, you've got it! Like you have to yell while you're reading it. He does that and it scared the shit out of me because I didn't know he did that and I had headphones in. And I just ripped them out and I was like, nope.
I feel like that'd be one of those things where I would jump and bang my knee on a table.
By the way, getting Aaron to nope is one of my life achievement goals.
Nope!
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the day I get it, you will hear Caboose say bleep bloop.
It's really easy. Anything with clowns, man.
That is an achievement.
Clowns. That's okay. So that's actually nice looking.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
I think they're pretty. I like
clowns. Wearing like full makeup. Nope.
I'm not a big fan of clowns either.
Nope,
actually,
I love clowns.
And see, and I'm curious because with the Joker, so. I mean,
I hate the Joker.
I don't know.
It's funny because it was due to Tim Curry's
Joker.
Tim Curry's Pennywise was the reason why I hate clowns.
Yeah.
Curry's Pennywise is boring.
Okay, but
how
I was a
dare you?
I was a child. Okay, when you saw that, I was just flipping channels.
Nothing,
I just want to see some cartoons.
Nothing scary.
I just see
about
that
it's
shit
a
as a 5-year-old.
That miniseries is actually hilarious.
I don't disagree.
But nothing
with
actually
that.
Happens in that movie.
I,
no.
That's how I.
It was just him with the
I don't
the
think
teeth.
That movie.
Yeah.
Anyone
me,
who's
the
all
teeth.
Like, anyone's who's all like, oh, clowns are scary because of Tim Curry.
Yeah.
I was like, you child.
Now clowns are scary Tao, because
you child
because clowns are just fucking.
I'm like
scary.
12.
Well, and you know the difference between
and a half. I had a birthday.
Yeah, the it on the TV show.
Yeah.
Well, of course you have to throttle it back, and
well,
I think the best
it's on TV.
It's on TV. But I am curious if Tim Curry, if he was able to do it on film, would he have been able to pull it off? I don't know if he's got. I mean, he's quirky and
pre-stroke, yes.
You think pre-stroke? Oh,
absolutely
pre-stroke.
My thing is he's hysterical. There's the bit where he's in the library and he's like, "Do you have Prince Albert in a can? You do. Well, you better let the poor guy out." And the goofy laugh that he does. Well, yeah, fantastic.
His laugh is killing. No, you can leave the mood lighting.
But I thought the power went out.
That's too, but then that didn't make any sense because that light was on. So I'm just like, wait,
but like,
what?
What? No, I don't think he could be scary.
Oh, no, Tim Curry's great.
I don't know I don't think he could do this.
So I think the problem with the 80s version of Tim Curry as Pennywise is not that Tim Curry is doing it. It's that it was the 80s and...
He was just limited.
And it was on television.
Yeah, yeah. It was made for television. So, and he had the horror equivalent of a muzzle. And now that it's 2019 and we could take the muzzle off of Tim Curry, pre-stroke, of course, because I'm sorry, I love Tim Curry. Sad days.
I knew that he had a stroke.
If he was able... He would have been able, because we saw what he could do in Legend.
Oh yeah,
and that was PG-13.
Yeah, he's scary in Legend.
He's scary in Legend. You know, he is holding back.
Yeah. Well, and even
if
under
they just let him loose.
Even under all of that makeup and the prosthetics with the horns and everything,
scary
clue he is.
In points. Yeah. Like it's funny. But it's scary.
Yeah.
One of my favorite memes, or I don't know, I think it's on YouTube, where they just have all of Tim Curry's laughs.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes on for like 10
minutes.
That's
why the Pennywise one, I'm like, if I would have heard that in a dark alleyway, like the what, what, what? It's like, no, that's fucking scary. Like, you could tell there's bits and pieces there that he wanted to do more, and I think he could have done more, but... We put it on CBS, and limited. So we can't.
The best actors are always the ones that you have to rein in, not the ones you have to pull out, which is why the Star Wars prequels are a disaster.
Oh, yeah, well, because that, like, Hayden Christensen is not a bad actor.
No, they're not bad actors, but...
He was just given lines like, I hate sand, it's coarse and rough and irritating, and he had to make that serious.
Yeah, they were given nothing, and there was nothing to pull from.
And they're not, I mean, they're not as fortunate as Robin Williams.
Which is actually why Johnny Depp is very successful.
Because he's given good
writing. Oh, my God.
No, because you can't rein that bitch in.
No.
He's ridiculous.
Yeah, just let him loose.
Same thing with Robin Williams. You let Robin. If you got Robin Williams, you just let him go.
These days.
No, I hear he's just laying around.
Fuck both of you.
He's just laying around.
Jesus Christ!
Lazy fuck.
He's talking about him in the present tense.
Yeah, he's just hanging out.
They're gonna bring.
Did he hang himself? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know if that joke flies.
No,
it was drugs.
Oh, it was drugs. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, he had a hell of a trip before.
Oh yeah. So
it was a. Nap.
But if you get someone like that caliber, and unfortunately they're fading faster than we can find now.
Well, Bill Skarsgård does a great job. He's fantastic as Pennywise.
You know what? Now that I know it's a Skarsgård, I'm really happy.
Yeah.
Because I remember when the first chapter one came out, and everyone's all like, whoever this guy playing Pennywise is.
Oh, yeah. Post Malone.
Might as well have been.
Postcard?
Postcard.
Oh my God, is it going to be like Benedict Cumberbatch, where like you could screw up his name as much as you can? You
oh, Bunsen Burner Cucumber Patch? Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, Bumblebee Cucumber, definitely.
Oh,
Bunsen Smoogle Cucumber Pants? I just
watched Doctor Strange for the first time.
I see, I think he'd make a good Pennywise.
I mean, he has four.
He's British.
He's got the good voice for it.
Oh,
he does have the voice for it, and he's got the intensity.
Forehead too.
Benedict Cumberbatch has... He does not have the Johnny Depp issue where he thinks he's fabulous.
No, he's very humble.
He doesn't care. He likes to shape his body and his face into weird things to get an effect.
He's all about the reaction.
Well, he's about effect, not about look. Yes. Johnny Depp is definitely about look. And I'm like, do I look good? Do I look right? Benedict is not that way. Am I giving the right effect?
Yeah.
And
is this coming across well?
And
is
I think
this good?
I think that's a big difference, and I think that's a...
Well, and even when they... Because I saw the behind the scenes when they did The Hobbit, and he was...
Smaug.
And where he's, like, crawling around the soundstage.
I mean, and
that was fantastic. Yeah, he's just got the dots on his face, and he's just like...
Well,
he's just,
you know what?
running around.
See, that's the thing, is as an actor, I'd probably do the same thing, because I can't see me. I don't know what I look like. I don't know what I'm supposed to act like.
Like, I have to be in that moment.
The minute
like,
you put a mirror in front
that.
Of me, I get self-conscious.
Yeah. Well, and anytime...
in a sound booth, it's probably way different.
They have the whole stage, and you're running around doing the motion capture and all that for his face. It's freaking amazing. But anytime he's on, like, Norm Gratt, Norm. Graham Norton.
Yeah, the Graham Norton show. He's fantastic.
Oh my god! He's insane.
A little kid with all this fun. Energy. Yes.
Yeah, he has fun. And that's what I want out of more actors. It's how I feel about, you know, Skarsgård and
all,
you know,
the Skarsgård.
You know, all the Skarsgård.
All of them. Not one, man, not two, but six.
But six. I actually don't know how many Skarsgård there.
What's his name playing the Joker?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Liked Joaquin Phoenix. Everything he does is just, hi, I'm Joaquin Phoenix. I'm here for the part of the Joker.
So.
Ha-ha!
Well, and there's that whole time.
Joaquin,
I think it was
Phoenix
like for
has done things I like, and he's done things that make me go, "You've been hanging out with Johnny Depp."
When he did Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire,
yeah,
the biopic.
He's fine in that.
He is fine in that. But
when
then, like
when he was Johnny Cash,
was that Walk the Line?
Walk the Line.
Yeah, that's that one. Okay.
And then like right after that, he went weird though. He was like spending like years with like the glasses and the beard.
He was hanging out with Johnny Depp.
But my whole thing is
everything
he does is deadpan. Every single thing. He was in that like Her movie or wherever, where he's talking to the little robot thing in his pocket.
There's
no saving that movie. That story is ridiculous.
And it's the same thing where it's just like,
do you know that's
no.
a trilogy?
What?
Really?
Yeah, that's actually based on a book, and it's a trilogy series.
I did
so there's,
not know that.
Yeah, it's a.
Thank
they go
God
through,
they didn't
does
make
she
more.
Get a full body at some point?
It goes no, it changes. Anyway,
no, it's like he was that same way in Signs, where it's just like
Signs.
I'm going to swing the baseball
bat. Brother.
Yeah, he's the one who swings the baseball bat.
I thought that
around.
Was Mel Gibson.
He's the father.
Mel Gibson is the dad.
Oh, it's like
the younger one is Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh.
Yeah,
and
everything he's in is just boring.
Well, even
what about Gladiator?
Gladiator,
I still don't like him in that.
Well, I mean,
I'm glad he dies. He was kind of boring.
No, that's a boring movie. But he wasn't boring.
He just
in
does
it.
The thumbs down thing. And I just
he
don't
was,
care.
And yeah, and he fucks his sister. It's really traumatic.
Oh my god!
Listen, that part wasn't just like, oh, that's weird.
I mean,
maybe don't do that.
I mean, what I've seen from the clips and what everyone's talking about. I mean, even Jim Lee got on and praised this film and its achievement for the award. And it may be the first comic book film that gets an Oscar.
No.
That is the feel.
Okay, here's why that can't be.
Didn't
first of
Endgame
all,
win something?
Not yet. Infinity War?
I don't care that I haven't seen this movie. This movie is not...
It's
not award-worthy. And second of all, it's not a comic book movie. I don't care that it shares the name Joker and that they're pandering and they're trying to pull from that. It's not a comic book movie. You know that. I know that. Anybody with half a brain and cares about anything DC.
But Batman might be in it.
No, it's not a comic
book. Batman's not going to be
just
in
because
it.
It's called...
I think it's going to be an end credits thing. He's
oh
going to show up. You know, because you know post-credits? They wouldn't be able to do that. Because Warner Brothers can't not do that. They can't not go... Well, you know, we have a Joker movie.
It's not a Joker movie.
It's
it's a Joker movie, but it's not a Joker movie.
It's not the Joker movie.
Shit.
We'll see. Infinity War, if it won awards, Oscars, it was in the makeup and special effects.
Yeah, and I thought it won something.
And it may have, but as far as like the significant best actor, best film, best original screenplay, like the heavy hardcore.
That one, best animated. So technically, a comic book movie has won something.
Booyakasha, bitches.
Well, no, but
619.
But I'm not saying
with a black man in the lead. Cons, suck it.
Well, I'm not saying that movies of the comic book side haven't won Oscars, but like the major best original screenplay, best actor,
you didn't say that.
Best.
Where's my shame bell?
Shame.
Shame. Ding. You go back to the corner until you can articulate what you mean.
We just said that it was Oscar contended, and then we went into the different.
It's ridiculous.
I'm just telling you.
It's contemptuous.
It is. And then another film, speaking of Spider-Man, the war between Marvel / Disney versus Sony has... gone to its tragic conclusion. Sony's pretty much said fuck you.
Well, yeah,
I would like to treat this the way that the major governments treat the fire in the Amazon and just ignore it.
Ooh. I'm going to be the opposite of that. And we're going to pour some rain on this and say it's Disney's fault for being pieces of shit and begging for more money. Or not even begging, demanding more money.
Well, and so the arrangement that they were looking at was 50-50.
Yeah.
And
that's what Disney wanted.
That's what Disney wanted, because before they were getting all the merchandising rights and like 5% of the box office gross.
Yeah.
And then everything else went to Sony.
Yeah, it was like a, what, 90-10 split or something. It was something
crazy like that. But, yeah. You know, to be fair, Sony owns the rights. It's their property. Yeah. And for Disney to get a little piece of the cheese,
yeah,
they should have been happy.
Well, and all... And it's because Spider-Man,
yeah,
because you know
Disney, they need to pay their bills and.
I mean,
they're a small company.
They're in deep after the Fox debacle.
And that was the whole thing, is because they kept losing money because they still released Dark Phoenix for some reason. They still released whatever bullshit. There was a few other Fox things that they're like, no, we'll still release that because people want to see it. And
so
nobody saw it.
I lost points for not knowing the exact title at trivia. For Dark Phoenix, I called it Rise of the Phoenix or something like that. and you know what? Rise of the Guardians?
Rise of the Phoenix Guardians Brothers Band.
I called it X-Men the Phoenix One.
With Knuckles and,
and you know what?
Sonic.
I don't
Dante
feel bad
Devil
for getting
Cry.
It wrong. Oh my gosh. I feel like I should have gotten like bonus points for not knowing.
wait, are we talking about Smash now?
Yeah. like there are things in pop culture that it's like, I don't know that, and I'm a better person for that. Mm.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. So I'm sure they were freaking out going, well, we need more money. Say 50% on Spider-Man.
How are we going
to... I demand pictures of Spider-Man.
How are we going to pay for our rent? I don't know.
It's just like... They got greedy.
They did get
That's what they did. They got greedy. Sony said, up yours. We're going to go make our own Spider-Man movie.
And I'm sure
they will. Yeah.
And Marvel helped them. They laid the groundwork for this.
Yeah, they absolutely did.
If Sony is the slightest bit on top of this, and they just follow the exact same thing that Marvel laid down,
good formula,
they've got it. The only thing that'll be missing, however, and I think this is where all the fans are going to get pissed, is that it's missing the Marvel element.
Yeah, there's no crossover.
There's nothing.
But it just
None
made me
coming.
Think of the ravioli. Give me the formula.
Spider-Man only. Shit, it's just like. It's so dumb that Disney thought they could get away with that.
Well,
that's the dumb thing.
Disney. They're not used to being told no.
Yeah.
No. The best example is when the Jim Henson Estate in the 1990s told them no,
mm-hmm.
and then they had to go to court.
Then they bought Jim Henson.
No.
Who owns Jim Henson, by the way? Is it Disney?
Disney owns the Jim Henson Creature Shop and the Henson Works now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in the 1990s, what's his face? Michael Loftner.
Michael Eisner.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, they tried to.
I remember Eisner tried to muscle in, and they're like.
Yeah. Oh no! So Jim Henson's wishes were when he knew he was dying, he set it up that he wanted Disney to take over.
Yeah.
That was his wishes.
It made sense at the time.
Then Michael.
Eisner.
Buttface.
Oh, yeah, because he wanted to do all the whole theme park thing.
Got greedy.
Yeah, he was freaking out about the whole thing.
And he changed the terms after Jim Henson died. Mm. And his estate said no. And they said, you can't say no. And they said, watch us, bitch.
Yeah. And then they went to court for years.
They went to court and they won.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Disney owns Jim Henson is because they came to the terms originally agreed upon and followed Jim Henson's wishes.
And that's the thing, is I feel like they should have caved on the Spider-Man thing, because it's like they lost a big chunk of money off of that. It was stupid.
It's stupid.
It's stupid that they got greedy. Well, we want 50-50.
The thing is I frankly, I'm happy that Disney doesn't own everything right now. I think they need a good swift kick to the pants.
Yeah, well, after the whole Fox thing, it's like, guys, come on.
Well, they need any more after Fox.
Well, their whole thing is they're losing so much money because the only Fox property that's making money right now is The Simpsons. Well, and that's kind of it.
You know what? They bought this bed.
Yeah, they got a line now.
Like, I don't know what to tell. Like, it was like, I think Fox is a good investment.
You mean a company that was going under before? That's how you were able
to buy them? Because Donald Trump watches it? What are you doing? Yeah. What are you doing?
Well, the problem is that we're never going to see a lot of the properties that people want to see.
No.
Because Disney is stretched too thin.
Yeah.
They can't
they're trying to own everything, and that's wrong.
Yes, well, they can't do both Disney and Fox films. There's only so much budget.
Yeah, you can only do so many things.
Exactly.
So now they own Fox, and they just say, well,
and they were just
what
buying,
do we do now?
They were buying things to stop other people from doing projects, which
is bullshit.
You deserve this kick in the pants.
So if I were an exec at Disney right now, mm-hmm. I would start eyeing properties that you know are viable.
Yeah, that you already own.
That you already own, but sell them.
Yeah,
you call Warner Brothers.
Look at you.
You call Warner Brothers and you say, you know what?
We don't have to own everything. No,
exactly. They've got the rights to the Alien franchise.
Yes,
sell that off. You're not going to do anything with that.
No,
not going to do anything.
They're going to sit there and sit on it.
They just wanted to stop other people from making
exactly.
Money. And
so you sell
bullshit.
Off that property. You say, oh, here, or even rent, like quote unquote, rent it out.
Yeah.
You say, oh, yeah, we want a share of everything that you guys make.
Yeah.
But we'll let you do everything else.
Here's the creative negotiating skills that they're lacking. You go in there, you look at properties that you know another studio could do even better, maybe. Because if you go into Warner Brothers and say, here's the Friday the 13th franchise.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Okay.
Yeah. Do something with it.
Warner Brothers does not have like a horror side.
They kind of do. It is Warner Brothers.
Oh, is it Warner Brothers?
It was Warner Brothers.
Yeah, and there you go.
I only know because right before every showing of it, they show a trailer for the new Harley Quinn and some the
God.
Birds of Prey movie.
Blah, blah,
so you
blah.
Have to watch that. But I like that idea. I mean, them just like, here's a property.
Yes,
go do something with it.
Because
of course,
you like that
idea because you're motivated by art.
Yes.
You're motivated
by the fact that you want content and you want good quality content and mm-hmm. you want to see more things worthy of spending your money on.
Yes.
Disney is, and most American corporations are motivated by this is our amount, this mm-hmm. is what we're worth, and this is what other people have,
yep.
and we can't let them have that, so we have to have everything.
Well, and they have a formula now. You can tell that they have a formula for making these movies, especially in the Marvel ones. They've gotten to the point where it's like, they have a formula. They crank out the movie. It's got the same, like, similar quips and jokes and everything like that than the last one. It's my problem with, I don't hate Captain Marvel. I don't think it's the worst Marvel movie that's ever been released.
It's not great.
But it's cookie cutter, and that's how it feels.
It's too rushed. It's too crammed in. It was, we needed to get this character introduced so that we could finish the story we're actually busy telling.
Yeah, the one we actually care about.
Yeah.
And that was...
Well, they needed the failsafe.
And let's put in some 90s nostalgia jokes in there for good measure.
Get it? She fell into a blockbuster.
And
like, fuck, like,
it's not...
It's cookie cutter, man.
Yeah.
It's the same bullshit we've been seeing for years.
I know,
now.
And it worked really well with Ready Player One, but this came after Ready Player One, and it turned
she's
out
she's taking another jab at me again. Yeah,
well. I'm actually not taking a jab at you. You just happen to fall into that fandom, so it feels like it's directed at you.
It does, it
but I, but the fact is that it also works. Is that the fact that everybody they bought it with Ready Player One, they're not going to buy it again.
No,
we already bought that flavor and we're fooled. They're not going to be fooled again.
Yeah, there's right. something to be said about nostalgia baiting, where you know Ready Player One is pretty bad about that, where it's just like, look, it's the DeLorean, look, it's this thing, and it's like, okay, I want more substance than that.
Yeah, but Ready Player One is all nostalgia baiting.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel could have been a good movie.
But they fell upon.
It actually could have been two good movies, but they were rushing.
Of course.
Yeah.
Now, if Disney was thinking, mm-hmm. when they went and talked to Sony about Spider-Man.
It's not a question of whether or not Disney thinks. It's a question of whether or not they think their fans think, and that's the problem.
Well,
they don't think. They think we'll just buy anything.
Well, the problem is Sony's so mad bent on getting a trilogy or something going on.
Yeah, because Sony's got nothing
right
now.
They don't have nothing.
Like, continue. They have they have James Bond, right? That's theirs.
Mm.
I think that's theirs because that used to be Paramount, and they bought out Paramount.
I don't know if. I think it might be under Universal.
Frankly, I'm amazing as James
I think
Bond,
it's under Universal.
Is it Universal? Well, either, like that,
well,
that. I can't think of a single
story.
Thing that Sony really has
yeah.
that they own.
They,
so
they had the Genesis, and that fell apart.
If
don't they have Venom as well?
Well, they
Venom,
do.
Yeah,
but
that's the Spider-Man property.
But
yeah,
that's the thing.
Fair.
That's part of the Marvel bit that they own. And it's just
so
like,
if when Disney went and talked to them about Spider-Man, mm-hmm. if they had said, hey, how about we give you two franchises for one?
Uh-huh.
Just completely just overpay for this because they're gonna make their money on Spidey.
Right.
Let's be honest.
This is the pages in category of Sony Pictures franchises. They have Charlie's Angels.
They're trying to do a remake.
A new one, yeah.
Yeah, they have Jumanji and they have Spider-Man now.
Here's a radical idea.
Wow.
Because Fast and Furious is Universal.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
What if they got some writers and did something else?
Silly rabbit.
But like, you know, they
know literature they have like Columbia, is for ridiculous people.
Which has like a few other things. Columbia has like they have Ghostbusters, mm-hmm. they have 21 Jump Street. But like still there's not a lot that I can remember in the last few years that Sony's cranked out that has been like, yeah, no, that was really good except for Jumanji.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they made the sequel. We'll see how it comes. I'm curious to see.
So what was the last movie you saw? Sorry, new bracket ideas. What was the last movie you saw that wasn't based on a different form of literature? Television, radio, book,
comic,
etc. Mm-hmm. But was just a film written to be a film.
Original screenplay?
And wasn't a franchise.
Ooh. Original screenplay? That's a tough one.
No, I'm not even talking about an original screenplay, because original screenplay is too blanket a statement, because too many people use that as an original screenplay adaptation. Original screenplay version of, and it's like, no. I want something that is true film literature, written for film to be a film, not based on a different form of literature, not an adaptation from something.
Do we include like real life events too?
I don't want real life events because that's the same thing.
So no, based on true story things.
That's a cop out as far as I'm.
That's Baby a Driver. Tough.
Baby Driver was pretty good. That was good.
The only thing that pops into my mind is Shape of Water.
Shape of Water is a remake of Creature from the Black Lagoon.
No, it's not.
It's based off of a book.
No, it's not. It's based off of a book. But it has pulls from that. It's influenced by that. That's not what I'm saying. You can have influences. Like, mm-hmm. So that's where Disney, the animated structure of Disney, really has its forefront, is they do fairy tale adaptations. Mm-hmm. And they are adaptations. Mm-hmm.
But they do them well.
But they're very good at it. Mm-hmm. And they're very original. Emperor's New Groove, based on nothing!
Oh my God. Yeah. That is a masterpiece.
That's fantastic.
That was a fucking masterpiece.
That is based on nothing, isn't it? That's its own original thing.
Yeah.
Same with like Wally's really good.
Wally.
Okay,
Saving Nemo.
I mean, that's kind of Pixar, but
so,
since, you know, it's all the same.
Disney owns Fox. Does that mean that Anastasia is technically a Disney princess?
Now, yes.
Now.
Mm-hmm. So is the Alien Queen. But
well, yeah, technically she always was, but not
I mean,
really.
That's a queen, not a princess.
Shut up.
First of all, because of the revolt that...
The Romanovs one? The
Czars?
No, the animators leaving Disney.
Oh,
gotcha.
Yeah, because they all left to go to
Fox.
We're
like actually thinking about freaking Russian history, and then okay, I'm so sorry.
The Disney animators that all quit their fucking jobs, and that's why is it Don Bluth? That guy, you can tell his animation because he also left Disney. Mm-hmm. Because after the Black Cauldron,
Black Cauldron,
fucking up yours.
Yeah, well, and a
Little
friend
Mermaid,
of mine.
I love the elegant fingers, and then all of a sudden the elegant fingers weren't in Disney. It was those boxy Hercules forms.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my word!
They lost
the elegant fingers were in different films.
Yeah. Well, that's Don Bluth animation, and a friend of mine's working for them.
I fucking love his
stuff. Yeah, Dragon's Lair is one of my all-time
Dragon's Lair, Space Ace. Oh my God.
All-time favorite.
Vival's Tale.
An American Tale.
Yeah.
An American Tale still gives me nightmares, and I love it.
It's fantastic. Yeah, I think he also did The Rescuers or something like that.
He did do The Rescuers.
Rescuers Down Under.
His animation style is just so cool.
It's very...
I need more of him.
Yeah, it was very 80s.
Oh my God. I'm horrified.
Disney said they'd take him back, but he...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's still like,
big old finger.
Like, hey guys, if you don't start treating me right, I'm quitting. I quit. Hey, man, we'll take you back. That's hilarious.
I just imagine them holding a boombox going, baby, come back.
Yeah, that's exactly
you can blame it all on
and
me.
And he closes the window.
Yeah. Who
turns
is
out the
this?
Light.
Who is this Disney character?
Calls
he's
going to
be famous, man.
Calls the police. Oh, shit. In television news.
Segway.
I love it when he tries to get us back on track. Just let us rant.
I'll let you rant. But this will be a good rant for you.
Just give us one topic and then just let the conversation
just let it go.
Sure.
One topic.
I mean, we can go back to that, and then we can do the follow up.
What's on television?
On television, it is the final season for The Good Place.
It is the final season.
I just finished the most recent season that was on Netflix. I think season three.
Season three. There's only going to be four seasons. I know. It seems longer.
What it is?
Well, it's because of the breaks.
Finally going to
Jeremy Bear Me.
It's finally going to a.
Going to a good place.
We're getting to a good conclusion.
No, it is a good conclusion. It's the absolute conclusion.
Like, and I'm happy with that. So hopefully we'll get a good ending.
Well, and they say but we start off with the first episode of Son of a Bench.
That's right, because they
can't swear.
That's my favorite.
Because they're in the good place.
I've seen all three.
My favorite has to be Fork.
Fork this! Fucking short balls.
Shirt.
Yeah,
shirt
I was going to say, she's like, oh, they even kept the rhyme in. That's good. What was that for that she said something? And I was just like, oh, they kept the rhyme in. That's nice.
Everything I've heard from the people who worked on it, the actors and staff, they're very happy with the ending. Like, good. This is the ending they wanted.
Perfect.
That's good.
And then they'll get renewed for another season. And they'll be like, fuck off.
Oh, man, they've already concluded.
No, they've already wrapped. In fact, all of filming is wrapped and done.
Yeah, oh, they have gotten to third season yet.
So I remember.
The third season's good. It's on Netflix.
It was about a week ago, the actors on their Twitter feed. And yes, I'm going to be that bitch. I'm going to be that basic bitch.
I understood that reference.
They announced on their Twitter their whole emotional process of breaking from these characters that they've played and how they're moving on, and like they've moved on now. That was over a month ago.
Yeah,
that's good. I'm happy for them.
So they're done, and whether or not whatever NBC or ABC or whatever network they're on,
NBC.
I don't know anymore.
I was going to say, I think it's ABC, but I don't
know.
I watch it on Netflix, so I can't.
I watch it on Netflix as well.
I DVR and Netflix like everything. After it comes out.
I'm excited that I understand these references. So the only time.
I just bunny ears. Okay. So, but they've moved on. So even if the network is like, hey, we want another season because money, they're like,
nope.
No.
Nah.
Yeah, basic.
Get new people then.
Like, well, and it was just be like forking shirt balls, bitch.
Forking shirt
the, bench. The link that I sent you guys, the actors, they're interviewing Kristen Bell and Ted Danson, and they're like, we've already filmed the final scenes with other actors, you get closure with a lot of the characters. So they're like, it's like a heartfelt like goodbye, because the final scenes are like their final moments with these people.
Fucking cry.
So
exactly.
It is very intense that they're saying.
I don't think I'm ready.
One of the funny jokes that have come out of it, however, is that they reveal who assassinated JFK.
Oh, no, don't spoil it.
Spoiler alert.
I fucking read it. God damn it.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I'm so angry.
Oh, see, I didn't read it.
I like the...
It's Shirley Temple.
Like, okay. Immediately...
Oh, my God.
Why would you do this?
Let me... Okay, it's not a spoiler. It's in the trailer.
It's in the trailer.
Okay. Oh, okay, that's fine.
Why would you do this to me?
It's an elephant of pure light that reveals secrets of the universe.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yes, it is absolutely brilliant for the trailer.
And the elephant says
watch season three before you watch this one.
Obviously. No, I'm just going to skip right into season four.
Yeah, and the elephant just blurbs this out. You know who killed JFK? Shirley Temple. Wow. And
piece of shit.
You're like, oh my God.
It's like a... it's like a disco version of Dumbo during the pink elephant scene.
So it's like the IHOP, where it's like, it's not really an IHOP, but you know, this is how your brain will perceive it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean the new Dumbo. I mean the original pink elephants Dumbo.
I fucking love the pink elephants and the old Dumbo. Did they do that in the new one?
I have no idea. I didn't bother to see that.
It'll be on Disney Plus. I'm going to be the only person who gets Disney Plus, aren't I?
We'll just mooch off
of you.
You
guys want to come over and watch Star
Wars? I don't know why. Sure. Apparently, you're the only one of us not getting paid.
Not yet. I got job interviews coming, all right?
Damn it to hell.
And I'm going to the Department of Labor.
In the meantime, September 26th is when The Good Place will return.
Yeah.
You know what else it is? It's when Halloween Wars comes back.
Halloween Wars
Forking
comes back.
Shirt balls.
The other show that comes back, which we haven't mentioned, but you know we're going to fucking talk about it.
I don't.
Masked Singer.
Yeah. Oh, it was coming. Yeah. I was like, oh no.
No, every man. Week, baby. I got Halloween baking championship.
Don't care.
And I got you say that now, but you wait till they get to the gingerbread houses.
Yeah, she's going to make gingerbread cookies for everybody.
I will.
Gingerbread with little knives.
I'm already plotting my witch fingers, I tell you right now.
Who doesn't like witch fingers?
People who don't like matcha.
Ooh, but matcha is good.
I know.
Okay. It is. You do so much with it. It's so bitter, but and Halloween can be really bitter.
But it's
these are
delicious.
Not the same
so
show.
Doesn't matter.
So they're coming back the same weekend.
Ow, my knee.
Will you watch what you're doing over there?
No, you're not my dad. Don't marry my mom, please.
And I'm supposed to go to the cider festival.
Marry Tao's mom, 2K20.
The cider every festival time, every is time. Also that weekend.
One of my friends keeps going, can she cook? I'm like, well, yeah. And he's like, I'm going to marry your mom.
Yeah,
I'm like,
same. No, me first.
What?
Yeah, Smurf.
Y'all
are going
to have to fight
first.
Me first.
Yeah. What, are you going to marry your own mom?
No. This
I'm my own dad.
I'm just going to distract you with food.
Uh-uh. No, sorry, mom's food is the best. So
I will distract you with your mother's food.
I'll shank you. Oh, wait, no. Knives are too informal. I'll find something.
It's not close enough.
Yeah.
So you want to acknowledge him further?
No, knives
well,
are
there's
informal.
Honor.
She wants. She wants to know when.
You gotta use the good china at least. Come
when
on.
I grasp my last breath, it's because of her.
Yeah, I'll find something that isn't too informal.
I got a book wreck for you.
Oh Jesus! I do not want to talk about that.
Just have a murder.
You can skip that one. Nobody
it's like,
cares.
Why is your murder list so long? Oh,
why
you know, because
like
everyone wants
racks?
To marry my mother.
I love your book racks.
I got great book racks.
We just don't want to talk about Disney more.
Yeah, we're done with the D theory stuff.
Did you say we're done with the D?
Done with the D.
D. We're done with the D, eh?
We're done with the D, eh?
Why are we Australian?
I don't know.
You
know
it's a really bad Australian accent, mate.
Australia.
The one thing that came out of that interview with the...
Rhys Darby's stand-up on Netflix.
Love him.
Is amazing.
It's, actually, you know what? I was
heartfelt.
Kind of.
So
I was getting. I got into Dave Chappelle's stand up, which was recently.
He's.
It got bad reviews by people who, like him.
The alpha, alphabet group, and there's obvious reasons why.
I mean, there's reasons why critics gave it a bad rating, but it's like, guys.
I mean, he did say one thing about the. Atlanta and all of that area.
That was my favorite part.
It was. That was
really
just like, you know what? Yes.
He's, okay.
He made it on the Fox News with that.
To, yeah, I'm to, happy about to tie that back guy. To what Aaron was saying earlier, he's kind of like a darker skinned Joaquin Phoenix. Just
oh my God.
Boring. I don't think Dave Chappelle is entertaining at all.
His show used to be funny. His stand up has gotten a little stale in recent years.
I thought
this special was good.
I remember his stand-up when he was this unknown guy who might have gotten his own show and then did get his own show. I remember before he got his show, his stand-up, and I watched his new stuff, and it's the same, and it's still dull.
It was like Daniel Tosh whenever he got Tosh.0. He did another stand-up special after that.
Oh, and
that
was
one was
horrible.
Not funny.
No.
It is
because
like Tosh.
He toned himself down.
I don't like it.
And I didn't like that. Yeah. I liked it whenever he was... I hate to say, I liked it whenever he was super edgy and was like making those jokes, and I'm like... That was funny.
To
like,
be fair, anytime I see
crossing
Chappelle...
Crossing lines is funny.
Yeah.
Crossing
anytime I see Chappelle,
funny.
Though, I still think of him as Cue Ball out of The Rock.
See, I always
oh
think
my God.
Of... what's the... You got me, Crit? I always think of that
oh,
guy.
I always think of him from Men in Tights.
Oh. Yeah, that's good.
And how...
I'm on the East Bank.
I know.
I'm on the West Bank.
What a throwaway token character he was then.
Yeah.
And what a throwaway token person he is now.
You know, at least he's...
Don't at me. I just know. Don't. I like what I like.
Right. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. You like
I
what you
like.
I still don't like Joaquin Phoenix.
You know what? I will give you Joaquin Phoenix because he and Dave Chappelle are just as entertaining.
Oof. Edgy.
Drop. Also just as entertaining, hopefully, will be Matrix 4 since it is an official with Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss.
And back to the original question of what was the last good movie you saw that wasn't already a franchise?
You know, and I like Keanu Reeves, but man... Buddy.
So that cyberpunk game, though.
Yeah,
so the funny thing is, I mean, it's not like Keanu Reeves needs the money.
No.
He's going to be in cyberpunk, and I want to play it.
No.
Or the notoriety.
He can't say no to things.
Or a sequel.
He can't say no
or
to
a franchise.
Yeah. Because, like, The Matrix, and he's doing Bill and Ted again. And...
But see, okay, I'm going to stab you there because Bill and Ted
Wait,
is
did he
a
say
different,
stab you there?
And I
Stop
like
him.
It's a continuation that makes sense Stop. For the story Stop. And
no!
the characters.
No!
Yes!
No!
That was established.
This,
that
no!
Call the police. I call shenanigans.
Bill and Ted.
Are you saying Bill and Ted has good story?
I think Bill and Ted fit because Bill and Ted Face the Music is perfect. And I think it's kind of what Gen Xers need to face.
Yeah, Gen Xers need things.
Yeah, the baby boomers are real straddled for something right now.
The baby boomers are out. All right, let's face it. They're milking the retirement.
We're in our Fox News.
Yes. Having waffles at 2 in the afternoon and napping at 5.
I hate my wife.
Oh, my God.
But
her nipples touch the ground.
But so do mine, so I don't know why I'm complaining.
But I think the premise, there's a story that, you know what? It's something original.
It's not original. It's a franchise.
It's still a franchise.
In 1999, The Matrix was original. It's not 1999.
Who's directing this new Matrix movie? Are they getting the Coen brothers back?
Yes. Oh. No, Wachowski. It's the Wachowski.
I thought it was Coen.
It's the Coen sisters now.
Oh, are they both?
It's Lana Wachowski. Well, I think he's. I think one of the he's changed genders.
Did they both do?
I think one did. Know. Anyway.
It's getting edgy. I'm sorry.
The Wachowski family.
I just don't know. The Wachowski family. Yeah, we'll say that.
Is involved in it. This is their thing.
What's the PC way to say this?
How do you feel about this?
I
feel like Martin Short in a Mel Brooks film.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm just bad at social situations. So I was like, what's up, bro? It's ma'am now. I'm so sorry.
My bad. When I look at Carrie Ann Moss, though, I do not see Trinity. When I was watching Jessica Jones, and
she's in that?
She's the
lawyer. She
is. I did not recognize her as
exactly.
She's not the sister, and that was the biggest casting issue.
Yes. I'm just like,
Trinity. They got this pretty blonde girl to be Jessica Jones' sister.
Doesn't make any goddamn sense.
And then they got Trinity to play her boss, who looks like her sister.
You know what? I guess I don't recognize her anymore.
Are you kidding? She looks exactly like Trinity. Every time I see her in Jessica Jones, every time someone turns on Jessica Jones, I was like, oh, we're in the Matrix now. And they're yeah. like, oh my God. They're like, no, stop. You're not funny.
No, because that black guy isn't in it. That's John Wick now. John Wick is the new Matrix.
But see,
that's Cowboy Lenny, man. That is Cowboy Lenny from Pee Wee's Playhouse.
But
I just want you to sit on that.
Lawrence Fishburne?
Lawrence Fishburne. That brought up my next question. Is Lawrence are we getting, like, everyone back? I mean, how do you tell?
I want Sam Jackson in it for no reason. He replaces Lawrence Fishburne and nobody notices.
Oh, my God.
Because he gets mad about that.
That would be hilarious.
That would make sense because I'm pretty sure that that Morpheus has been killed multiple times.
Yeah, but, you know, it's the Matrix. People come back all
the
time.
Not in the Matrix.
Oh. Morpheus?
Yeah.
What?
You know what? I only saw the first one. That's not true. I've seen all of them, but I only remember.
I was going to say, I realized I'm like, I think I've seen all of the Matrix movies, but I don't remember any of them.
Because chosen to block them out.
Yeah,
because
you got the two weird white dudes with dreadlocks, and you're like, I don't understand.
Yeah, what the hell? They're
ghosts? Yeah, but they also have the silver trench coats.
Yeah, and they have a French accent for some reason.
Because it's 2003, and we can't do the same fashions.
Oh, we are French, and we are bad. And you're like, okay.
they don't do it as goofy as that, but it
might as well.
Well, it might as well, because this was also the year. That movie came out the same year as Freedom Fries Fiasco.
Oh my God, I remember that. That was so funny.
It is so funny, but also that's why French men are bad guys.
Okay.
We no longer like the French.
See more you know.
Oh, no.
Bang, bang, bing.
Then we are at war with ourselves, then.
Did I just get an achievement point? I am so happy about that.
The more you know. Bang, bang, bang.
The more you know.
It's the off-brand.
Bring me a croissant. Bing,
bing,
bing. What's going on?
It's from China. We don't know where it came from.
Sounds like a broken siren in an
Aquaman
truck.
Oh my God.
It's played on a harpsichord.
I don't want to throw stones. I don't want to cast.
I do.
I don't want to cast
a bad
light on this.
I'm going to throw the same stones I've been throwing because apparently they're not hitting them.
I don't want to hit shade.
If that one guy who played the Red Skull and a bunch of elves won't do anything about it. You know, if he's not going to be in.
Oh, what's he in now? I just saw
Hugo Weaving.
Hugo Weaving.
I couldn't think of his name.
I just saw Hugo.
Agent Smith.
Hugo Weaving. He's going to be in something, and he's going to play somebody's dad. Brad Pitt's dad, lost in a wormhole.
No, that's Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh.
Sorry. I know which movie you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, the American Hugo Weaving.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones.
You know what? You know what? That's scary accurate. I hate it.
I'm wrong, but I'll take it.
You know what? I want to see that film. The one that I saw a trailer for, and I think your one you're thinking of with Hugo Weaving, is one with Scarlett Johansson, and it's during World War II.
Oh, fuck yeah. He is in that.
And
yeah.
He's... it just...
Oh, I'm sick of World War II.
Well, no, it's really funny because the kid...
World War I,
the kid's invisible friend is Hitler.
Okay, first of all...
And his mother is hiding...
That's the one... Isn't Waika Taititi fucking Hitler?
Yes.
Isn't he that?
He yeah. is... He is...
First of all, we do need more World War I cinema.
Sure.
Yeah.
To, you know, lessons. Because we ain't getting it from our history classes.
No.
And we go from Civil War to World War II. We just skip it. We just skip it. No matter what they put on the symbols, they just skip over it, man. It's just fucking out. You never get to.
I didn't know. Hugo Weaving was in that Mortal Engines movie I never saw.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was the big bad.
It was
bad.
A horrible film.
It was the big...
He's in Hacksaw Ridge. Those are the most recent things.
Hacksaw Ridge with Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And Andrew Garfield.
Clint Eastwood, actually, okay, so back to my earlier rant about...
original.
Because that's all I do. About original films.
Go on.
Clint Eastwood actually puts out.
He does.
He does.
Actually, you know what? I watched The Mule. Oddly enough, it put out, too. I watched The
you know,
Mule.
He puts out.
He puts out. Actually, Clint would probably applaud that kind of humor
he
right
would.
There.
He would. He'd touch my arm and be like, "You're funny.
You're funny."
No, that's Eugene Braybrook. Anyway,
Eugene Levy?
I watched The Mule. That is actually a really compelling film.
No, he puts out original work.
New Eastwood?
Yeah.
Gran Torino's good, too.
Good or bad, it's original.
Yeah.
It's true.
He likes to do his own thing, except for Jersey Boys, but that's a whole other thing.
And then, of course...
Hey man, you got to fund your stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you get the big bucks from the you know, known movies, mm-hmm. and then you make your own fucking thing.
Well, let's see.
But like, even the he movies he doesn't
Warner
appear
Brothers?
On film with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He puts... He like, you'll see
he
his
produces
name.
A lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
See his name in the director and producer, mm-hmm. and it's top...
I
he puts out original
that.
Stuff, yeah. so.
So whatever that World War II film.
I couldn't find it. I don't know.
Look under Scarlett Johansson's IMDb
yeah,
page.
I don't think Hugo Weaving's in that.
I thought he was.
I don't think so. Apparently not. Because it didn't show up on his IMDb. Scarlett Johansson. Oh, fucking the first thing that pops up is Her. I hate that movie. Sorry.
Which one?
Her.
Her? The one where she gets put in the
the
robot.
With the
Jojo
Lockie
Rabbit
fix.
Is what it's called. Jojo Rabbit.
Oh my.
It looks great.
It looks hysterical. Sam Rockwell is in it for some reason.
Come on. If you're going to put someone in there that is the Germans, it might as well be Sam Rockwell.
Stephen Merchant's in it, too.
Why don't you get some actual fucking Germans?
You would think.
I think there are some. Because I don't know the name
or
of these.
Skarsgård.
I don't know these kids.
Skarsgård is the living
no,
embodiment.
Taika Waititi as Hitler is second only to Gilbert Gottfried playing Hitler.
Okay, that's funny.
Which was funny in the
yeah,
the
he was in
the Friar.
He did it in was it Celebrity Roast?
Yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah, I just yeah. Well, it was on Netflix. I cut last month.
Yeah, it was fucking hysterical.
It was okay.
Ah, that episode alone is funny.
Yes.
Everything else is not as funny.
Yeah, it was kind of bad.
I miss Gilbert Gottfried doing things.
Yeah.
Well, if he hadn't shot himself in the foot.
What do you mean?
He said some things.
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
I said some things a couple of years ago. I could still do it.
Yeah.
Come on, Gilbert.
I don't remember what
come
it
back.
Was, but it was something that was like...
You're not Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
You can
remember
come
what
back
happened
this.
To James Gunn whenever he said some things like 20 years ago and people latched onto it?
I don't know who James Gunn is.
The guy who did Guardians of the Galaxy?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, that guy.
On to Netflix news.
Ooh.
We've decided to give Netflix its own section because it has just suddenly decided to dominate everything.
Netflix.
Well, it's getting there.
Okay, first of all... What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Absolutely.
And
you
know what?
Back before Disney bought up all their Marvel properties,
it was a viable
really, great fucking summer, man.
Say, I'm surprised Netflix hasn't tried to buy up like Stranger Things and shit like that.
Oh my
word. Yeah, I'm sure
oh,
it's only
Disney,
coming.
You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Netflix owns Stranger Things.
Yeah. Yes.
Have some wine.
time for shots.
First up for Netflix is going to be the return.
We got chili vodka.
What?
Ooh. You don't?
Did you drink all
disappoint
of
it? Me like
we
that.
We don't. No.
Oh, okay. First up is the return of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, a movie.
Why?
With Aaron Paul.
No!
They continue Jesse Pinkerton's story.
First of all, it's Pinkman.
The Pinkertons.
Pinkertons. I'm sorry.
They're coming back.
I've been watching some Westerns, been playing way too much
Red
Dead.
The Pinkertons are making a comeback, and they're going to go after that meth head.
I had to get Red Dead out of my system as much as humanly possible.
That's a story I'd watch.
That'd actually be funny as hell.
No, that'd be great. Like a cyberpunk Pinkerton Western. It'd be like steampunk, but without the bullshit. I tried watching that Carnival Row. And
it's a good show.
Apparently, I'm
it.
In the minority thinking that.
No, you don't like it?
No, I didn't make it past the first episode with all the excess sex scenes and the close-ups of Orlando Bloom's butt crack.
Yeah. Once you move past that, it's actually.
Yeah. Did I exaggerate? Am I wrong?
I haven't watched it.
She's not wrong. No. There is a lot of Orlando Bloom ass that they're like.
They just,
this is how we're going to make our money. Damn
it's
it!
It's like, okay, you know how in Tarantino films,
and it works.
He zones in.
Wait, but
on,
was a good
on Uma Thurman's feet.
Yeah, it's alright.
And it's one of those, like, most people just, like, whatever and glaze over. But everybody else is just like, yeah, he focuses a lot on her feet. It's like dude. That, but it's Orlando Bloom's butt crack.
There is a good portion of the show that's like, look, ass. And you're like.
No, his ass.
But that's only really in the first episode. After that, it's less so. It's
but
other
it's,
people.
But you know, other ass crack?
Sometimes.
Okay. I have not actually gotten to that show yet. I had other things going on.
I enjoyed it.
It was like they didn't believe in their story, and I haven't found the story, so I understand why. So they focused in on the sex scenes to really sell the show and keep you engaged, because fairy sex, and oh, look, more fairy sex, and oh, look, Orlando Bloom's butt crack.
Well,
but it's leading.
After the first episode, there actually is a story.
But how would you know?
You gotta watch more.
You have to watch a lot of butt crack to get to story, which I'm sure most of you are into. I'm judging you right now. But
I thought you were saying to me, I was like, okay, as a touch
no,
of blood.
No,
we know
it's you.
Hey, there's limits.
This is targeted towards you.
Dude, is this targeted
there's
towards your
limits?
Listeners.
No, but she
I'm ostracizing. I'm ostracizing all of your.
You know who you are.
Would you touch Orlando Bloom's butt?
Okay, first
I would touch Orlando Bloom's butt.
But not after what I saw.
Is it like a bubble butt or?
It's
muscular.
It's pretty bubbly.
It's got a good shape to it.
It's a soccer player's butt.
Yeah,
I would say maybe like a 7 out of 10.
I was gonna say if we're gonna rank it, I'd give it a solid 7. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I'm not a butt person, and I'm here to tell you that's a pretty
You sound disgusted.
Because I don't like butts, and I really don't like Orlando Bloom's butt crack.
I mean, but
on.
It's a butt crack, not a butt like the butt cheeks.
No, you do see full cheek.
Oh,
so it's like times. full frontal buttle.
Yeah. No, buttle. He's doing a girl on a dresser, and they just zone in. On
Actually, you know what? ASTD. Now that she's saying it out loud, now I'm like, oh yeah, they did zoom in.
They zoom in on it,
and they do it a couple of times. And now I'm just realizing that they zoom in really weirdly close.
Yes,
like on him specifically. Like Cara Delevingne's in like. She's naked in a lot of the shots. They don't zoom in on her.
No!
So are you
it's
telling
weird.
Me, is it like...
And
is
she
it...
is like 10 times more attractive than him.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, that's not the point.
So is it like
not.
Is it like every sex scene of like Game of Thrones, but just zoomed into the
no,
butt every time?
Because the sex scenes in Game of Thrones... Here's the thing. The sex scenes in Game of Thrones actually were prevalent to the plot.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying that
all
like,
of these...
if they were just filming it the same way as that show, it's like them doing the sex scene in Game of Thrones and then just specifically zooming into every
that
guy's
is exactly,
butt.
That's
exactly
yeah,
what
that's
okay.
what they do. But
it's weird.
All the sex scenes that I have seen, you could just allude to and skip over and get the same plot point across.
That's fair.
But they spend 10 minutes on each sex scene. They're Orlando Bloom's butt.
Yeah, they zoom in a lot of dudes' butts. Like
and,
a lot.
And
a lot
just,
of dudes' butts.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to attract more women.
I think that's what it is.
Well,
it's
steampunk, and they're for their audience, yeah.
Well,
but at the same point, it's just like, you don't need the sex scene. Like, look, I am not opposed to sex scenes if they matter to the plot.
There is
These
one that does
do
matter
not.
To the plot that actually does tie in, but it's later and it has nothing to do with Orlando Bloom.
Well, and I think they are targeting towards that because fairy creatures typically, more female than male. The sex scene focusing on Orlando Bloom's. You know, Lord of the Rings
yes
ass.
Yes and no. All this show proved
steampunk.
To me is why steampunk is stupid.
This is original content. This is what we've been screaming for.
I enjoyed the story after the first episode. Yeah, they really don't go
when
very
the story
far.
Happened.
No, it's all sex.
Yeah, because like the first episode, it really is like,
there's
well,
no,
we're trying to set up characters, but you
no
don't really
story.
Care.
There's no story in the first episode.
Yeah, the second episode, they actually like the entire episode is story and exposition.
Look, you know what?
And
most,
it's fine.
Most people in this world have time on their hands to be disappointed, and they're willing to take more risks than I am.
Hey, if you don't like it, that's fine.
And I don't know if I like it because I don't have the patience to get through it. Uh-huh. And other people, they have this patience. They have this zen-like motherhood of they can handle things.
Red doesn't have time for that shit.
I have been disappointed and dick smacked around too hard in the past to put up with any red flags. And I see some serious red flags come out of someone's ass crack.
Oh my God.
What are you talking about? Oh yeah, Breaking Bad.
We're talking about Breaking Bad.
We can move on. We know nothing. We know Jesse Pinkman's in it. We know some guy's in jail, not ratting him out. Like that's
not ratting him out. Jesse Pinkman's been held in a cage, evidently cooking this entire time.
No.
Yeah.
That poor boy.
That
poor
boy. Doesn't make sense.
Well, and we don't know. And I have a feeling this whole film is the basis of what happens after the final episode of Breaking Bad.
Which means they didn't watch the final episode of Breaking Bad because he escapes.
Well, he escapes, but what happens after he escapes?
He doesn't get caught again because, oh my God, he'd just kill himself at that point.
Well, evidently that isn't what happens.
Okay, evidently that's some fan arts version of what doesn't happen.
Maybe.
I'm telling you, if you asked Aaron Paul, money excluded, we're not getting paid for this project, what do you think Jesse Pinkman would do? And he'd be all like, Jesse Pinkman would say, bitch, kill me now. Bitch.
What a bitch in that show.
A lot of bitch in that show.
I'm going to have to rewatch it now.
I was watching something.
Benches.
I was rewatching something benches. like something some old show. I can't even
Sons
think of it.
Benches.
And I was all like, and there's this goth dude in the police interrogation room, and I was like, I think that's Aaron Paul.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's been in a few like weird like Law and Order.
But this
and,
is
like...
before Breaking Bad. Yeah. But like, it's him under a bunch of eyeliner and goth makeup.
He's in a...
And I was all like, oh my God, it's fucking Aaron Paul.
Why did I just see him? Oh, he's in a fucking old Pops commercial.
Oh,
like,
I see that one.
Yeah, and he's like, he's got like baggy pants and long hair. He's like, Mom and Dad are hugging all the Pops, man. I'm like, oh my God.
The colors, Duke. The colors.
Wasn't he in like a space horror film?
I think he was.
And
like a long time ago.
A long time ago. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah. I like Aaron Paul.
He's
a good actor.
He's a good Paul.
I even liked it. He was in, was it a Need for Speed movie? Was that what it was?
Oh,
that was the driver.
God.
I think it was. It wasn't the driver.
It wasn't the driver.
It was a video game movie. God, let's see. I think it was Need for Speed. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it, but it's not. Well, a good movie to me. It's actually a really bad movie.
Tastes.
It is Need for Speed.
It is Need for Speed, isn't it? Or is it Pole Position? Because I know they were
That's
making
Need for Speed.
Oh God. Okay. Huh?
Yeah, it's not a good movie, but I enjoyed it. Got some cool cars.
The trailer for the new season film that will be coming to Netflix has landed. Watch the trailer.
No.
It leads
no.
a lot to be
Boycott
desired. However, everyone is saying you will be pleasantly surprised.
I'd be
with
more
how
proud
this
of you for watching
out.
Carnival Row, right?
Like, oh, he was in Veronica Mars.
Yes.
Like one episode. But he was in Veronica Mars.
Like one episode.
Oh. He was on The X-Files.
He is kaput.
I think he died in the X-Files.
Everybody died in the X-Files.
Everyone dies in the X-Files. Except for Enigma.
That's the Enigma.
Oh, he was on Third Rock from the Sun. Sorry.
Jesus. Also coming to Netflix, this is kind of old news, but I wanted to talk about it, was the return of Masters of the Universe as an animated series coming to Netflix.
Is it going
to
be done by the same people who were doing She-Ra?
No,
it that same
they're bringing
team?
The original team back
nice.
To continue this, is from what I've heard.
I'm disappointed in that show.
What, She-Ra?
She-Ra
yeah.
is...
It was not very good.
Why is Johnny Quest in drag?
It doesn't look like Johnny Quest.
I've only watched it for a couple episodes.
Okay, turn the sound off and just look at her.
It does look like Johnny Quest.
Oh, no.
Now,
oh,
everyone
no.
keeps
oh,
telling
her.
Me.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, no. She does kind of look like Johnny Quest.
I like that realization that, oh, no.
Oh, no.
No.
You see, bleep, bloop. I got an achievable.
You did get an achievable.
Oh, you take away the hair. It's just Johnny Quest in a skirt.
Who's Haji?
Johnny Quest in drag.
Where's Haji?
Oh, yeah, the new She-Ra.
You mean his racist Indian friend?
The She-Ra thing is lame. We are getting Revelation is the name of the new Masters of the Universe cartoon series.
Points for trying, but F minus well, for execution.
F minus.
We'll as I say, as long as it's not the same people who did She-Ra, because that animation is garbage and I hate it.
You don't just fail, you're going to be publicly ridiculed.
Well, the problem with the She-Ra thing, it's so flat.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for classic animation.
Or...
Yeah, all of it. It's all of it is so flat. Yeah. The animation, the story, the character. I mean, all of it is just... Just give me a Kleenex. I'll be fine.
Yeah, you're bleeding.
Use the Band-Aid. You're just fine.
Just give me the Kleenex.
We'll get him when we're done. We're almost
done.
are we?
Thank you for the Band-Aid.
I need it constantly because eczema season's coming.
Michael Shera.
I got you stuff. Do you not have stuff?
I mean, like it's just starting to form. It's not like horrible or anything.
Do you take primrose oil?
Eczema.
Huh? Primrose oil.
Got that eczema, girl?
So.
Sorry.
Anyway.
It's time to wrap up the podcast because I'm going to talk
about
the
progress.
Okay. With the Masters of the Universe coming back, I for one kind of for this.
I mean, sure, bring it back. Let's see how they do. I liked Voltron up until about season 10, and
don't fuck it up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Please don't fuck it up like you fucked up Voltron.
Voltron ended so bad.
It was very bad.
It started off so promising.
Don't fuck it up.
Yeah, don't fuck it up. Because
they were doing so well, and I have high hopes for this. And I still have high hopes for Castlevania whenever we get another one.
Yeah, whenever we finally get to it.
I mean, that animator, that poor guy, he's like, I just want to take a break.
Just free me. Dobby wants to be free.
Yeah. Well, and
give me a song.
I
get that, but at the same time, then don't release if you're not ready.
Mm. Yeah. Well, no, and they're saying that they will have a new season next year for 2020.
Great.
So they're supposedly on target.
Yeah.
So I mean, whether Netflix or not we backtrack again, we want a progression of the story, not like some weird rehashing.
We don't need any more backstory.
You know, it is interesting that they're bringing all these 80s things back. They're bringing back He-Man and She-Ra and Voltron.
There's a theory behind that.
Can we get some real Ghostbusters bring back?
You know
please?
What else?
I think so.
You know what else?
I'd like an animated Ghostbusters.
You know what else they've brought back? Mom Jeans.
Mom Jeans.
Oh my god. It is a cut.
I
know Mom Jeans is a cut.
They want the high waist. That's all you can get.
That shit used to be super hot on moms back in the 90s.
Okay, first
shows
of all,
off the ass.
They used to be super hot.
I'm sorry.
What is wrong with you?
Did you try to lick your friend's mom's butts
or something?
Listen, don't judge
you
me.
You are so on your
no,
own.
Yeah,
you,
no,
you know
judging.
What it is.
No.
With the front ass mom panel, the high waisted jeans.
The high waisted jeans are my favorite.
It's all in style right now.
I mean, I do have high waisted jeans, but I don't think they're called mom jeans.
No, they're not called mom jeans. That's what we called them in the 90s.
No,
because they were mom jeans.
Because only our moms would wear them, because in the 90s we said, we're never doing this again. And now we're doing it again. And all the 12-year-olds are wearing them, acting like I'm the old fart because I want my jeans on my hips.
Mom jeans are hot.
I do wear some.
What is wrong with
they
you?
They were. I'm sorry.
I mean, I do wear some.
You've
I'm
been
guilty.
Staring at Orlando Bloom's ass too long.
It's like I have not.
End it now.
Hypnosis.
Just end it. We're done.
I do.
There's no recovering from this.
It's fried your brain.
Bring back He-Man and the Mom Jeans.
You just got tore up over there. I told you not to say anything.
He gave me the look as soon as it was the Mom Jeans, and I was like,
nope.
I did kind of at you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, nope. I went jean shopping the other day, and I am pissed.
I do have some high waisted pants.
I can't get anything that doesn't cover my belly button.
Oh no!
I mean, as long as it covers up my pooch, that's all that matters.
Your Pumba.
Now it's my Pumba.
Fupa. Also, speaking of the 80s.
Oh, God, there's more.
There is more.
But wait, I'm not there's more.
Why are you doing this?
Because
to
I can.
Because we didn't do it last week.
That's right. Oh, now you're going to pay.
That's fair.
This is your fault.
No, he told me not to come that last week. I would have been here.
Okay.
You did. I have the text to prove it.
I know you do. I know. Speaking of the 80s, there is a new season of The Toys That Made Us that will be landing on Netflix.
I'm excited for that. I liked the first season.
It's
a really interesting show.
It is an interesting show. It'll be landing on November 15th.
It is, and it will guide us away from the mom jeans.
However, no, the choice of...
Bring back the mom jeans.
Of toys is questionable.
Yeah, because Hello Kitty was such a...
You know what? Fuck you. I like the Hello Kitty one.
Yeah, it turned out to be a great episode. But when they when the episode comes up of we're going to talk about Hello Kitty, you're like
for an hour. Like, where did you find the time?
Yeah,
oh my God. It's true.
It's like an hour episode.
Who knew it had that much? The toys that they will be highlighting are the Power Rangers.
Yes,
wrestling.
Good. Okay, shit. Still good.
My Little Pony.
Shit. Obviously,
and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
So I mean, all the toys I had.
I was going to say, because I had all the wrestling toys. I fucking loved wrestling back in the day.
I had Power Ranger, Little Pony, the original My Little Pony, not the stupid...
Jabroni stuff?
Jabroni! I don't get these
they're
angles.
Not jabronis, they're just bronies, sir.
Yeah,
okay. I was going to go with jabroni.
Okay, jabroni is now my new phrase.
you're a fucking jabroni, man.
You're a jabroni.
And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I loved the Turtles. Ugh.
I think my mom prohibited me from getting some of these as a kid.
That's fair. My mother prohibited me from weird things.
Yeah, so yeah. I played with my cousins because he had them.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was like, I wasn't allowed to watch Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Okay, but like the cool thing was is that he had like the one of the Power Ranger guns where it breaks into like five pieces and
Hell
stuff.
Yeah, I had one of those.
Yeah, of course we'd always fight over who was the Pink Ranger.
Oh, dude,
you know.
I also always had the Dragon Zord
flute. This is
not the
problem that I had.
Oh.
Yes. Actually, it's kind of funny. So for the commercial for the toys that made us, they brought back the original Black Ranger.
Why'd they bring him back? Yeah, fucking Green Ranger does anything.
I know.
Tommy's in everything.
Tommy's in everything.
No, Tommy. He's always Tommy.
Yeah,
he's
Tommy. Thomas Saint or whatever his name is.
No, the Green Ranger. That's the Red Ranger.
Jason David
Frank. Look at the big brain on you.
Yeah, that guy. He'll do anything.
Jason Austin is the original Red Ranger, and y'all can suck it.
OG.
Wow.
Yeah. Didn't he go to jail? Is he the one who went to jail?
For stabbing his roommate?
He's the one who went to jail, right?
I did not like him. His name was just first. That's why I know.
Yes, he went to jail.
That's right. And then they had to replace him, and they're like, we just got to get a guy who kind of looks like him.
Just kind of.
There was also a kid in my class whose name was Austin, and I associated.
It's like the replacement Darren in Bewitched.
Oh my gosh!
You're just like that was the same guy, but
you can't get mad about that one because
he died.
Dick York actually endorsed Dick Allen.
He did.
Good.
So he actually was for it, and he endorsed all that. And we always hate on the Darren switch because someone will never be Dick York.
No.
Who actually made his first appearance on I Love Lucy, and it was awkward.
Wow.
And it was awkward.
It was awkward. He was this scatty kid who hits on Lucy in the most in a way she does not understand. That's actually almost
oh my
scatty.
Word.
Yeah.
He's like he walks like he duck walks. He like walks at a 90-degree angle. He comes in. He scats at her.
Hey, baby.
And he's hitting on her the whole time, and she kind of thinks that he's hitting on her, but she also has no idea what he's saying. And next thing, and then he dances with her.
Skibidoo-wop.
And she's like, I didn't consent to this dance. And then you realize that's Darren from Bewitched.
Nice.
So just think about that for a second, all right?
Sit back and ponder this. Last bit of news, Joe Magnola has sold his soul to Liquid Death.
I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do.
Oh, is he the werewolf?
He is the werewolf from
Everything.
Blood. From Everything.
Okay, yeah, okay. It's like, who?
He does.
I love Liquid Death.
What's
Liquid Death?
It's water, but it's in like a beer can.
Yes.
So when you're at a party and you don't drink and you're like straight edge and you're like, but I want to still look cool. That's who they're marketing it towards.
Oh, it's the blood of my enemies.
Yeah. It's also one of the most recyclable ways to drink water out of a can. So less plastic waste. And
he's all about it. There's a video online of him signing this contract for his soul. Where he pricks his finger.
He actually sold his soul.
He did.
That's hysterical.
There's a contract of him holding it up. I included the link so you guys can watch this. As he pricks his finger to put the blood in the container and actually sign his soul away. I mean, his...
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. He, like, signed it in blood.
Yes. This is hilarious.
That's amazing.
Because he's a werewolf.
And he doesn't have a soul in it anyway.
That's fantastic.
That's vampires.
I appreciate that.
I mean his company for D&D with death saves is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Because he actually plays D&D.
He does actually play D&D.
I've purchased dice from him before.
Have you?
Well, not him specifically, but his company.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Death Saves, I actually want to buy one of his t-shirts.
Yeah.
The Death Saves t-shirts are actually really cool.
You know what? Which t-shirt you should want to buy?
Ours.
One of ours. Ew.
Is it Redbubble that we're on?
The link is apparently connected to the website.
Everything's on the website. Go to the Facebook page.
Go everywhere.
It's even on our Twitter feed.
Oh, my God.
We have a Twitter?
Yeah, we have a Twitter. We have an Instagram. Yeah. We have a Twitter. We have an Instagram. We have a Facebook. We even have our own dedicated webpage.
Ow!
Amazing.
Amazing.
I feel like I should have known all
We're
that,
like Visa. We're everywhere on you want to be. Spotify, yeah. Apple, Microsoft.
Buy merch.
Buy merch. Listen to the podcast.
Help fund your local podcast because...
He's going to say it.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Orlando Bloom.
We're all stories, and sometimes you gotta just stare at Orlando Bloom's ass.
And there you have it.